Professor Matt Karp, you say that the Democratic Party elite has thrown its full weight behind Hillary Clinton. How is this reflected in superdelegates? And do you think, how do you see this as any different than when Barack Obama first announced he was running for president and started the primary caucus process?
Well, I think it's very different. I think if you sort of zoom out and look at how the Sanders campaign compares to previous sort of insurgent Democratic campaigns in recent memory, I think there are three ways that it really diverges. First, Sanders is ideologically significantly to the left of Clinton and of, in some ways, the mainstream of the elected Democratic Party, at least. Not just, you know, one tick, but I think, you know, his rejection of the sort of new Democrat approach, business-friendly economics, and an embrace of a kind of older populism is really a distinct break, and something that we haven't seen from another candidate in this position, you know, since probably Jesse Jackson. Second, Sanders has won a lot more popular support than a lot of sort of underdog candidates to this point. If you're thinking about his historic donor base, which, you know, has three times the number of people that Obama, donors that Obama had recorded up until this point. And, you know, he's done better in the early states than Obama even had done. And in the national polls, he has 37% of the vote, which is higher than Obama. Of course, Obama was running against John Edwards, too. But Sanders has done really well. And the third thing, then, is the sort of total absence of support from the party, which is not at all comparable to Obama or any previous sort of underdog candidate at this point. I mean, you mentioned the over 350 superdelegates who'd committed to Clinton. When the Associated Press did the survey of superdelegates in November, they found eight superdelegates who were committed to Sanders, and of those, fully one-eighth were Bernie Sanders. You know, as a senator, he is a superdelegate. So 13% of his superdelegate coalition is himself. And this is really striking. I mean, Obama had over 60 superdelegates at this point in his camp. Bill Richardson had 25 superdelegates in his camp at this point. So those three factors, and a candidate who comes ideologically, makes an ideological break with the party, who has done really well sort of from the bottom up in terms of winning popular support and has virtually zero backing within the party, create a situation that I think is going to put the system to the test in a way that the 2008 campaign didn't necessarily do.